welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January 15th, 2023. Well, we're going to talk about a theme that is most important to most people, and in fact, to probably everyone that I am speaking to right now and everyone in the world. It isn't love, it isn't compassion, it is fear. And it is the major, shall we say, emotion that troubles most of us as human beings. It creates the greatest sorrow and pain in the world, assumption, presumption. It is a very, very difficult subject to talk about. I am happy to do so. And what I'm going to say is not going to be popular, nor will it be well received. But you asked Carol from California. That's all she told me. Wrote me a very beautiful email regarding the program and the things I offer. And Carol, I thank you for that. And she ends it, if you wouldn't mind answering this on a podcast, I'm afraid of everything. Why, Carol? Carol, there are many, many complications to our fears. Many, many. So I'm going to get into the broadest point of it all. It has to do with uniting with our body through our DNA, being a product of DNA, which is my survival mechanism. Now, you have your survival mechanism as a woman. I have mine as a man. This DNA, what it basically does is it selects our roles in this world and our life. Your DNA is about being taken care of. Your DNA is about making babies. Your DNA is about making a family and the cooking, cleaning, all that other stuff that makes up a family. Yours is to circle the wagons. For you, children are the purpose of your body, the purpose, hence, of your life. And with the ability to be impregnated, you incarcerate yourself to the whole idea of family. And it is your pride, your joy, as it were, your happiness to have children and to think that they came out of your body and you make offsprings that will take care of you, support you. And that's the deepest psychological reason, that they will care for you and support you no matter what, because you are their mother. Now, in a man, it is totally different. We are prone to making babies, but we don't think in terms of family. That is something that does not come naturally to a lot of men who are connected to their DNA. So if they are strictly connected to the primitive side of their DNA, they will think in terms of impregnating a woman, and that'll be the end of it. They'll walk away, they'll leave, they'll run, they'll do whatever they have to do if it gets complicated or difficult, because their genetics do not support their DNA. Now, with a woman, their genetics support their DNA. So your mother, your grandmother, all of that, Carol, that supported your DNA and said to you, you're here to make babies, to make a family, and as many as possible for health concerns and financial. It isn't about what you're doing to the world, the population, the overpopulation. That wouldn't matter a hill of beans to most DNAers. What matters is getting what they want through their DNA, fulfilling their DNA. And that's as far as it goes. Now, there is a ton of complications and commiseries, as I like to think of it, that coincide with all of this. But I can't get into all that because that would take hours and hours and hours. And there are still parts of this DNA and the mixing of DNA with genetics, the body functions and all of that, that science does not know. Where they're still, experimenting, working on it, whatever you want to call it. That's what they do. So with all that being said, that's why you're afraid of many things. You're afraid of not being taken care of. You're afraid you're not essential. And that's very important to a woman. She needs to feel needed, that she is essential. And some men feel that way too. When they mix their genetics with their DNA, they need to feel like they're important to their woman. It's all about keeping the family together or keeping a mate with you in order to sustain the whole idea of parenting, of reproduction. That's it. It's nothing more than that. And if you look at the world, if you look at the way people are in the world, you'll see that what I'm saying is very true. All that matters is survival. And the idea of survival is based in the premise of having children. And you will find that a lot of people pride themselves on how many kids they have, never thinking about the impact that will have on the earth and have on society and the kind of individuals, entities that they will bring into this world, whether they'll be entities that will add to, shall we say, the harmony and the peace of this world, or whether they'll be just me, 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 you know, that great American opera, all about me, getting what I want and at any cost possible to get what I want. And this will be the main function of a person's life, mainly to get what they want. Now, with all that being said and done, it doesn't sound very romantic, and it isn't. Basically, we have to add the courtship and all of that to all of this to make it feel like we're essential and that we're the only person in the world that could mate with this person. And there's jealousy and pride and vanity and all sorts of things involved. And that's why relationships are very difficult. They are very difficult because they're based on the body's premise of populating the earth. That's what it's all about. So when we get into living from the organs in our body, the chemicals in our body, and the chemicals in our brain, I was reading an article where they found out that romance is nothing more than a chemical in the midst of the brain, and I forget the name of the place in the brain, but you could probably look it up, I'm sure. I'm sorry, I forgot it. But anyway, what it does is it sprays a chemical in our brain, all over our brain, that is equal to cocaine, to being hooked on cocaine. Yes. And we will become obsessed, compulsed with the idea of making babies, of having family, of getting a man, getting a woman, of fulfilling our whatever it is that we think we need to fulfill in order to make ourselves happy and get that DNA going. So all in all, Carol, it is not a spiritual endeavor at all, as you kind of wanted it to be in your email. Your fears are based in not being entitled, not being loved, not being taken care of, not being cared for. And because of all of this, which has to do with your body and all the other accoutrements that I just talked about, you do fear. And this happens in everyone. It is normal. It's a function of the human body. And the only way to overcome it is, as you might know, I would say, to transcend it. And if you don't, then you fall into the category of just the pedestrian mentality, living in a pedestrian lifestyle that has nothing to do with the authentic meaning of your life, which is beauty and love. I'm out of here. I hope that helped you, Carol. And if it didn't, give me a call. You have my number. I sent it to you, and I'd be happy to help you further. Please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air mañana. I hope you'll join me. Thank you for your questions, your comments, and your additions. They're very, very helpful. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.